Maseches Kedushin, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Hey. Ain Baikin, Loman, I'm Mizbeach, Ulamala. A Kohen that is checking out a girl, like we saw in the previous Mishnah, he must check out Arba Imos, Shehen Shmona, if he is marrying a Kohenes, if he is marrying a Levia or Israelis, he must check out 12 Imos. Now, if when he is checking out this girl, he finds that either her father or grandfather was a Kohen and served on the Mizbeach, did Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, then he doesn't have to check out this father or grandfather's mother, as the Sanhedrin would not have allowed him to do Avoda if he was Pasul Liyuchsin, so therefore we know he is Kasher Liyuchsin, we don't have to check out any further. V'lo min ha'duchin ulamala. If when he is checking out the girl, he finds that either her grandfather or grandfather was a Levi and sang on the Duchin, where the Levium sing during the Tamicho Shachar and Ben Arbayim, when they are Menaseach Yain Agami Mizbeach, then we know this person was Kasher, they would not allow a Psul to sing on the Duchin, so we do not have to check out this father's mother or grandmother. V'lo min ha'Sanhedrin ulamala. If he finds that her father or grandfather was on the Sanhedrin, he was a judge for Dinei Nefashos, capital punishment, then we know he was Kasher, as somebody who has a Psul Yuchsin cannot judge capital punishments. V'chol shehuchzaku avoysav mishaytri harabim v'gabayt staka masiyan lakuna ve'enu tzarech livdoik acharim. And any time that her father or grandfather was established as a public officer, this is referring to somebody who was a judge for Dinei Mamonis, for financial disputes. If he was a judge in Yerushalayim for financial disputes, we know he was Kasher in Yerushalayim. They do not allow a judge to judge even Dinei Mamonis unless he was Kasher and didn't have a Psul Yuchsin, or if he was a Gabbai Tzedakah, somebody who collects Tzedakah from people, then we know he was Kasher, and we do not have to check out any further. Now, the reason why we know a Gabbai Tzedakah is Kasher is since a Gabbai Tzedakah is allowed to force people to give Tzedakah even on Erev Shabbos, so a Gabbai Tzedakah frequently comes into a fight with people, as people might be angry that he is forcing them to give Tzedakah, and they would insult him. And if he had a Psul Yuchsin, we would know about it, as when they insult him, they would mention the Psul Yuchsin that he has. So since it is not known that he has a Psul Yuchsin, we can assume he was Kasher, and we don't have to check out any further. Rabbi Yossi Yoimer, af misha hayachasim eid be'erche hayishana shel tiparit. Rabbi Yossi said that even somebody that was listed as somebody who was Kasher Le'edus in a place called Yishana, which is near Tzipori, then we know that this person did not have a Psul Yuchsin, as in this place called Yishana, they did not allow somebody who had a Psul Yuchsin to be made. So since he was listed as a Kasher aide, we know he was Kasher, and we do not have to check out his mother or grandmother. Rabbi Hanina ben Atignis Oimer, af mi shahaya mukhtu bistratya shalmelech. Rabbi Hanina ben Atignis said, even somebody who was written down as being part of the army of Beis David, of David HaMelech and the Malchi Yehuda, we can assume he was Kasher LeYuchsin, as they did not allow people that had a Psul Yuchsin to serve in the army for Melchemes Beis David. As somebody who has Kasher LeYuchsin, the Schus of his Avos will help him when he goes to war, so they did not allow somebody who had Psul Yuchsin to fight in the Melchama. Maseches Kedushin, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav. Bat Cholol Zachar, Psula Min HaKohuna LeOlam. The daughter of a male Cholol. A Cholol is somebody who was born from an Isurei Kohuna, that his father was a Kohen and married a girl that was usher to him, such as a Grusha or a Chalutza. And this Cholol is not considered a Kohen. He cannot do Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash and does not get called up first to the Sefer Torah. The daughter of this Cholol is Psula to Kohuna forever. She cannot marry a Kohen. And when the Mishnah says forever, meaning to say all the way down the line, that the son of the Cholol, his daughter, will also be Psula Lakuna, and the son of the Cholol, his daughter, will also be Psula Lakuna, and all the way down the line. Yisrael Shanasa Chalala, Bito Kshera Lakuhuna. But a Yisrael that married a Chalala, a girl that was born from Isurei Kohuna, his daughter will be Kshera Lakuhuna, as only the daughter of a Cholol is Psula Lakuna, but the daughter of a Chalala is Kshera to marry a Kohen. Cholol Shanasa Bas Yisrael, Bito Psula Lakuhuna. A Cholol that marries a Bas Yisrael, his daughter is Psula Lakuhuna. This is a repetition of what we saw earlier in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Bas Ger Zachar Ke Bas Chalal Zachar. Rabbi Yehuda said the daughter of a male Ger has the same din as the daughter of a male Chalal. As the daughter of a male Ger is Psula Lakuna, a Kohen cannot marry the daughter of a Ger. But if the mother is a Geyoris and the father is a regular Yisrael, then the daughter will be Kshera Lakuna according to Rabbi Yehuda.